Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. It is a quiet Sunday here at the North Pole, the start of what will be a very busy and very festive week of Thanksgiving. Joining us by phone to discuss this week's plans is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what are you doing today?
I'm working on my lights today, Frank.
Which ones, Crash? The lights on your trike or the lights for your house?
Well, the ones for my trike, Frank. What else? I haven't touched the house lights for 12 years, and I'm not even sure they work anymore.
Why is that, Crash? Don't you want to compete in the big house light reveal later this week?
Well, it's a matter of priorities, Frank. I'm not an elf that's at the North Pole all the time, and I don't have the resources to dress up my house like many elves do. But you're right, that event is one of the biggest events here at the North Pole, and, well, we all have fun with it.
For those that don't know what Crash is talking about, it's the walkabout in North Pole Village that Santa leads on the evening of Thanksgiving. Everyone strolls to see the lights turn on at all the houses of those elves who participate. They go out for this thing because it is a contest, and elves just love to compete in contests. But more importantly, putting the home into the Christmas spirit is just the topper of a very big day at the North Pole that leads to an even bigger day the next morning.
That's right, Frank. It's all about Operation Merry Christmas. Other when Santa launches, there just isn't a bigger moment at the North Pole than Friday morning when that big ball starts to drop in the workshop. That means it's go time. That is when everything, every department is done, comes together, Frank. These are very important days that are ahead of us.
Thanks for the recap for this big week coming up. And good luck on getting those lights ready for your trike, Crash, for the Big Elf Parade later this week. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.